This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We continue in Daf Shavua. Yevamos Chafei Amud Beis. But first, we have to clarify the machlokes at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah brought down two opinions. The Mishnah began by saying that if somebody is needed to establish information, they cannot rely on that information to marry the woman. In other words, somebody who brings a get from overseas and he says it was written and signed before him, he can't marry that woman. The Mishnah concluded, if someone testified that a husband died, or that the witness says, I killed your husband, or we killed your husband, you cannot marry the wife. But that implies the wife could get married, but you can't be the one to marry her. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harag Tiv, if you say, I killed him, Lo Tinase Yishta, then his wife cannot be married. Even someone else cannot marry him, because you're making yourself a rasha. You're saying you're a murderer, and the Torah says, Lo Sashas Yadcha, Al Tashas Yadcha Im Rasha, Li Yoseid Chamas. However, if you say, we killed him, so then, not only could she marry Tinase Yishta, Tinase Yishta means, someone else could marry her, but not that guy. Meaning the Tanakhama holds, if you say, I killed, you can marry her, but someone else can. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you say, I killed, no one can marry her. If you say, we killed, then someone else could marry her, but you can't. Okay, so the Gemara said on the bottom, Meis haragtiv harganuhu lo yisas ishtai. If somebody testifies that a husband died, or that he killed the husband, or that we killed the husband, you cannot marry his wife. Hu niu dula yisas ishtai. You can't marry the wife. Hala achar tinasi, but someone else could marry the wife. I, the Gemara asks, why could someone else marry the wife, but you're making yourself a rasha? V'ha amar Rav Yosef, but Rav Yosef said, ploini ravani la'ainsi. If somebody says, ploini sodomized me against my will, hu va'acher mitzarfin lahargoy, him and someone else could testify to kill the roiveya. However, lertsoini, but if he says that ploini sodomized me with my consent, I wanted it, then rasha hu. Va'atoyra amra al toshiz yodcham rasha liyaseid chamas. So Rav Yosef the Amora seems to be expressing the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that if you testify in the course of your testimony, you render yourself a Rasha, so in that case you cannot testify. So the same way Rabbi Yosef says, if you say Pliny Ravani Lertsoini, you cannot testify against Pliny, so too, why if you say Haragtiv, can you testify? So we understand you can marry her, but why could anyone marry her? So maybe you'll differentiate between saying ploini ravani lo'insi and edos isha. Maybe when it comes to edos isha, we are more lenient and we allow someone to marry with questionable testimony. We won't kill someone with questionable testimony. Meaning if someone says ploini ravani lertsoini, he's a rasha and we're not going to kill the one who he accused, but if he says, I killed so-and-so, we'll let her marry. And if you're going to say the Eidos for a woman is more lenient, it's different than the rabbis are makel. The Amar of Menashe, but Rav Menashe said, Gazlan de Devrayim kosher le Eidos Isha. A rabbinic gazlan is kosher for Eidos Isha. Gazlan de Devrei Torah, pasul Eidos Isha. Rav Menashe said that a gazlan midrabanon is not kosher for Eidos Isha. We are not lenient. We are lenient for Eidos Isha, but not in regards to a psul d'oraisa, only in regards to a psul d'rabanon. So basically, we have a kasha. The Mishnah says that if you say you killed a husband, the woman can't marry you, but she could marry. Why could she marry? But you're rendering yourself a rasha. And we know Rav Yosef is of the opinion when you render yourself a rasha, you're pasul eidos. And don't say that's not true for eidos isha, because we know from Rav Menashe that a psul d'oraisa is pasul for eidos isha. Says the Gemara, Neima Rav Menashe de Amar k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Menashe seems to go like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Menashe, who says that psul da'iraisa is possible even for Eidos Isha, seems to be going like Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, that when you say, I killed the husband, then the woman cannot marry anybody because you're rendering yourself pasul da'iraisa, so loy tinase isha. But that doesn't fit in according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say that when you say, I killed the husband, you can't marry, but you can marry someone else. That's not like Rav Menashe. Rav Menashe says that a psul da'iraisa, you cannot rely on that testimony. Says the Gemara, Amar l'cha Rav Menashe, ana da'amri afilu Rabban. Rav Menashe says, I who say that a psul da'iraisa is a problem even for Eidos Isha, I could hold like the Rabbanon that if somebody says, I killed Pliny, then the woman could marry. The taima the Rabbanon hacha kidurava. The reason of the Rabbanon here is like what Rava said. That ein echanami, a psul d'iraisa is a problem for Eidos Isha. But there is no psul d'iraisa here. You know why? Because how do we know that the guy is pasul d'iraisa? Well, he's a murderer. How do we know he's a murderer? Because he said so. Well, we don't believe him because ein adam esam atzmai rasha. Says the Gemara, da amar Rava adam karoiv etzal atzmai. Rava said a person is a relative to himself. Ein adam esam atzmai rasha. A person cannot render himself a wicked person. Says the Gemara, lema Rav Yosef da amar Rav Yehuda. Shall we say Rav Yosef holds like Rav Yehuda? We understand Rav Menashe, who holds that a psul d'iraisa is pasul for Eidos Isha, would not necessarily say so in this case where somebody says, I killed your husband, because we don't believe him. But Rav Yosef, who's of the opinion that if somebody says, Pliny Ravani Lertsoini, you're a Rasha, and the Torah says, Al Tashis Yadcha Im Rasha, and apparently Rabbi Yosef does not subscribe to Rava's idea of Ein Adam Esam Atzmai Rasha, right? If somebody says, Pliny Ravani Lertsoini, Rav Menashe would say, look, we don't believe the guy. We'll believe the guy Pliny was Roiveyahim, but we won't believe him that it was Lertsoini. And we'll use a principle called Palginan Dibura. We'll split his words. We'll say, we believe you that Pliny sodomized you. We won't believe you that you wanted it. But Rava is of the opinion, but Rabbi Yosef is of the opinion that if someone says Pliny Ravani Lertsoini, it's not a good testimony because you're rendering yourself a Rasha. So if you're rendering yourself a Rasha, that has to be like Rabbi Yehuda. Lema Rabbi Yosef Damar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, who says that when you render yourself a Rasha, you're not Neman. That seems to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef says, no, not so fast. I only said, Pliny Ravani Lertsoini, you're not Neman because Al Tashis Yadcha Im Rasha. That's all that by regular Eidos. Amar l'cha Rabbi Yosef, Ana da'amri afilu Rabbanon. I could fit in according to the Rabbanon, who say that if a witness comes and says, I killed your husband, he's believed. Vishani I. But when you say Pliny Ravani Lertsoini, you're not believed. Vishani Eidos Isha, Da Akila Bar Rabbanon. The Eidos for a woman is different. The rabbis are Mekel. The Amri, they say, Afilu Rab, V'Rav Menashe, Da Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef says, look, I say that in general, when someone makes themselves a Rasha, nobody could testify with them. And you can't rely on that testimony. But if somebody says, I killed your husband, we could rely on that testimony. I could fit even according to Rabbanon. It's Rav Menashe who says that a psul da'iraisa does not work for Eidos Isha, meaning I hold that we could be Mako for Eidos Isha, even by a psul da'iraisa. It's Rav Menashe who passels psul d'iraisa by Eidos Isha. He would say that I hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that in this case the testimony is not valid. So in other words, the way Rashi says it, Rabbi Yosef says Rav Menashe goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rav Menashe says Rabbi Yosef goes like Rabbi Yehuda. Basically, we have two Amoraim. Rabbi Yosef is of the opinion that when someone self-incriminates themselves, we can't accept their testimony. But Rabbi Yosef says we could by Eidos Isha. And Rabbi Yehuda says Eidos Isha, Psol Dairais, is a problem. But he'll say, the reason why the Rabbanan say we could accept the testimony over here is because you're taka not possible, because we don't believe you when you say that you killed the person, because ein adam eisam atzmai rasha. Okay. The Gemara continues. If you say, I killed your husband, she can't marry. If you say, we killed your husband, she could marry. Why? If you can't marry because you're a Rasha, because you're a murderer, and therefore we can't accept your testimony, then what difference does it make if you say, I killed your husband, or we killed your husband? Either way, you're a murderer. Maishna haragtiv, maishna harganua. What difference does it make if you say, I murdered, or if you say, we murdered? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, but oimer aniha yusim hargav. When you say, we murdered, it doesn't mean he actually murdered with someone else. It means he was together with the murderer, but he himself did not do anything. So therefore, if he says, I murdered, so then the woman can't get married because he's saying he's a Russia, and a Russia can't testify. But if he said, we murdered, he's not saying he was a part of the, he was the hitman. He was just with that chevra. The Hatanya, and now we're going to support this idea that Harganuhu doesn't mean I participated in the killing, but I was together with the killers. V'hatani, we learned in a braisa, Amru Loi L'Rabbi Yehuda, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'ase B'listim Echad, there is a story about a bandit, She'yotzali Harag B'Megizas Kaputkaya, he was taken out to be killed in a place called Megizas Kaputkaya. And he told the court, Lechu imru lai le'isha Shimon ben Koyen. Go tell the wife of Shimon ben Koyen, ani haragti esbala. Don't worry, I killed her husband, so she could remarry. When did I kill her? Kill him? B'chnisasi lulud, when I entered Lud. Ba'amri la, and some say the story goes, B'chnisasi lulud, when he entered Lud. And based on, so he said, I murdered your husband. And based on that testimony, they married off his wife. Meaning the wife of Shimon ben Koyen was able to marry. Now, here he's clearly saying, I'm the murderer. So, this is what they said to Rabbi Yehuda. I thought you, Rabbi Yehuda, hold that when you say, I murdered, then she can't marry. The Tanakhama says, you can't marry her, but she could marry. But Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion she can't marry. Why over here is she allowed to marry? Amar Lohem, Rabbi Yehuda says, from Misham Raya? Is there a Raya from there? But Omer Aniha Yisim Hargav. When he said, I killed, it means I was with the killers. But Fraktim Rav Halistim Katani. But it says he was a robber, he was a bandit. So he's definitely a robber midarais, and he's pasul eidos. No, that just means shenitvas al yidei listoyos. He was captured together with robbers. So since he was captured with robbers, they called him a liste. But in a chenami, if he would be a robber, he would be pasul eidos. The question is, well, if he didn't kill and he was just with the killers and he didn't rob, why were they taking him out to be killed? But it says they were taking him out to be killed, so clearly he committed a avera d'oraisa that renders him pasul eidos. Says Gemara, beidino d'oivde kechavim d'leidaiki uktali. It was talking about a Gentile court that is not Medayek, and they just kill wantonly. Okay. Says the Holy Mishnah. Now we're going to give another example. If somebody performs, Philip, you have a kasha? What's...
Yeah, does Eino Demeis Matzma Rosha work if you already have a death penalty on you already? I mean, this guy, let's say he was a Jewish bezin, just in general, just a curiosity. Like, let's say this guy was skila for Shabbos or something, and he gets up before he says, by the way, this lady out in town, I killed her husband, and so she shouldn't be an almana. You know, would it work in that situation?
Well, Stam, he's probably Pasul Eidos, right? Because,
oh, yeah, okay.
But...
Did he self-incriminate himself? We accept his testimony that he self-incriminated himself?
No, usually not. No. No. No.
I'm just wondering, in a unique situation where he's already set to be killed, so does it change his mnemonis, is what I'm wondering.
Yeah, he's a Russia. He's already an established Russia. We don't even have to rely on him. We have independent confirmation. Says the Mishnah, Hachacham sha'asar so isha b'neder. Let's say a woman made a neder against her husband that she can't get hana from him. And the husband was not made for the neder on the day that he heard it. We know a husband has a capacity to be made for the nedarim of his wife on the day he hears it, and now she comes to a chacham to be matir. So the husband can only be made for a b'yom shamay, and the husband and the dayan could be matir anytime. And the dayan, let's say, can't find a Pesach, and he says to her, look, lady, you got to get divorced. Now, and then she gets divorced, and he says, by the way, you want to marry me? Hare zeloisan, he can't marry her. Miana, if he was present when she refused her husband, Aisha chalso b'fanav, or he was part of the proceedings when she did chalitza, Yisa'ena, he can marry her Mimneshu Bezdin, because he's part of a Bezdin. And we'll see what that means. Says the Gemara, Hahi Tira. But let's say Chacham did not ask her to her husband, but instead matered her to her husband. And said, the neder is off. And she went back to her husband. And then her husband died. Yisa'ena, then this Dayan, who is part of the proceedings, could marry her. So the question is, but my askin, what are we talking about? Ilema b'chad, if he was matur as one, chad mi matzi matur, one dayan cannot be matur another. The Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin Amar Rav Amram, Tana ha-taras nadarm b'shalisha, ha-taras nadarm needs three judges. Ve'ela b'tlasa, elamai, we're talking about a bezdin of three, then, if it's a bezin of three, then they should be able to marry the woman even if they weren't matter. Because the end of the Mishnah said that mion and chalitza, if you're part of the proceedings, it's not a problem because you're a bezdin. So what's the issue by someone who's matter neder? Because it says, if you were not matter, you can't marry her. That's mashma. If you were matter, you could marry her. But if you were matter, then you're a bezdin. So if you're a bezdin, then even if you didn't matter, you should be able to marry her. Says the Gemara, very pashut. Lo'ilam b'chad, we're talking about one judge. One judge can't be matter. Yeah, a baki, a mumcha could. Okay, the Amar Rav Chizah, Amar Rav Yochanan, b'yachin mumcha, just like Rav Chizah said in the name of Rav Yochanan, we're talking about a yachin mumcha. Hachanami here too, b'yachin mumcha. Miyana oisha chalza. So the Mishnah says that if she does miyon or chalitza in front of them, then they could marry her. Why? Because they're a bezdin. That implies that if they were two, that implies a bezdin were not chashid of impropriety, that they have some kind of ulterior motive to allow the chalitza or the miyun, and we're not worried that's the reason why they let the proceedings go, because a bezdin is credible. Ha betray, that implies if they would be two, loy, then they couldn't marry her. Why is this different than that which we said in the Mishnah? In a Mishnah, if witnesses sign a shtar about a field, I'll stay mekach. If they sign on a field of purchase, via get isha, or on a document of divorce, the rabbis were not concerned for this matter. In other words, Edom that sign on a get, the Edom could marry her. So that implies you don't need to be a Beis Din, even if you're part of two people. In other words, when one person is involved in some kind of proceedings to mater a woman, we're afraid he has ulterior motives. But when two people are involved, we're not afraid that they're mamish both in cahoots, that we're going to aser either one of them to marry this woman. So why do we say by mian or chalitza, if you're involved in the proceedings, you're allowed to marry her because you're a Beis Din, even if you weren't a Beis Din? There's no chshash even by two people. Says the Gemara, you're right. There's no chshash even by two people. The reason why the Mishnah said Beis Din is to teach that you need a Beis Din for mian and chalitza, as opposed to the opinion that you don't need a Beis Din for mian and chalitza. Says Gemara, he gufa kamashwan. This itself is a chiddush. Fuke miman da amar mian b'fnei shnayim, to exclude the opinion that mian is done before two. Kamashmalan. So the chiddush is mian begimel. Mian is done in front of three. Okay. Says the holy Gemara. Now, in this Mishnah, let's say the Chacham, or who asked the woman, he's not to marry her, but let's say he did. Now this Rashi says is going in the case of a Chacham, or in the previous Mishnah, someone who's maybe get me Medinas Hayam, and he says, b'fanei nechtam, so can he marry? He's not allowed to marry her, but what's halacha if he does? So let's say he married her. What's the halacha? Does he have to divorce her? Rav Kahana Amar Kanas Moitzi. Rav Kahana says if he marries her, he has to divorce her. Rav Ashi Amar Kanas Eino Moitzi. Rav Ashi says if he marries her, he doesn't have to divorce her. Tani Lahu Rav Zuti Debei Rav Papi Kedivri Amar Kanas Eino Moitzi. Rav Zuti of the house of Rav Papi taught, like the opinion that if he marries her, he doesn't have to divorce her. That's what Rav Zuti de Beir Papi said. Amrulei Rabbanon, so the Rabbanon said to him, Rav Ashi, Gemara Isvara, did he have a tradition that if he marries her, he doesn't have to divorce her, or is he using logic and reason? Amar Lahu, Rav Ashi said, Masnisini, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah said on Chaf Dalet, the Mishnah said, "An chavdalet amid beis, hanitan mishivcha." Someone who's suspected of having relations with a shichra of an ishtachra, and she's freed. Meves kacham and esgaira. Hareizel lo yichnas umkanas ein moitzi. Don't marry her, and if you did, you don't have to divorce her. Alma, we see bernan olay mafkinan. We see that just because of rumors that you're fueling by living with her, you don't have to divorce her. So too, if somebody brought a get, and then he marries her, if somebody asked her to woman beneder, and then he married her, it's only rumors, and therefore, fueling rumors is not a reason to be moitzi. So, Rashi says, why then, if somebody is suspected of an eshes ish, do you have to divorce her? So we say, since the husband divorced her because of this, so that sort of substantiates that the rumors are really true, that it looks disgusting for the accused Bayal to marry her. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we'll hold it over here. Have a great night. Bracha v'atzlacha. And all the best.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.